It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. Our parents get old. Our children give us headaches. Our friends get cancer. Our neighbors lose their jobs. People who need our comfort and care surround us. The problem arises when our hearts say go, but our heads say no. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. But if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not charity, I'm but a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
The following is a riddle about caregiving. What can you give someone that is natural, organic, naturally sweet, no pesticides, non-fattening, no carbohydrates, no preservatives, no artificial or genetically engineered ingredients, and 100% wholesome, according to Dorothy Nettermeyer, PhD? I add, it's also free, and the supply is endless, and it lowers blood pressure and reduces stress, which cuts the risk of heart disease. Wow, what a gift to give someone, especially someone who's hurting. Well, when I asked this riddle on my website, I got one correct answer from Shauna George in Sturgis, Michigan. Her answer was hugs. Hugs, H-U-G-S. A study of the University of North Carolina researchers says that hugs can improve mental health, physical health, and build a good immune system. It decreases the risk of heart disease. Hugging can lift depression. Hugging breathes new life into a tired body and makes you feel younger and more vibrant. Wow. There's a cartoon on my website. It's a peanut cartoon. And Lucy is hugging Snoopy. And the caption says, "Hugging is the best theology in the world." Now, that may be an overstatement, but the point is well stated. Never underestimate the value of the human touch. Remember the power of touch. Hug, kiss, pat the back, massage hands with lotion or hold hands. Touch often communicates more than words. Even individuals suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's feel and know the message communicated by a loving touch. My friend had Alzheimer's and in the latter stages was not able to communicate with me at all. But when I rubbed her hands or rubbed her neck, my husband said that was the only time he could see any movement in her facial expressions. And I was told by one of the aides that even though she cannot communicate with me, when I touch her in a loving way, that is communicated to her soul, to her inner being, and makes her feel happier, more peaceful, although she wouldn't be able to put that into words. Power of the human touch. My mom is another example. When she was in intensive care and not responding, probably in a coma, my sister and I stood by her bed, and one of the things I did is she had her hands on the top of the covers, and I just placed my hand on hers and sort of massaged it, but just held it there. And then I moved it for some reason, and it was such a thrill because even though she hadn't been talking or responding, when I moved my hand on the covers, she moved hers almost like she was searching for my hand. Reach out and touch, hug, or hold the hand of the person who is grieving. The caring touch says all the things that you want to say but don't know how. Ricky, in our caregiving book, said, "I don't remember what words people said to me during the first weeks after the death of my young son, but I do remember those who held my hand or patted my shoulder or hugged me." Never underestimate the power of a touch. Several sources suggest that everyone needs at least 4 hugs a day for healthy survival, 8 hugs a day for emotional strength, and 12 hugs to really grow and be all they can be. And not only do you help another person when you hug them, but you also benefit like you're being hugged too. Stop and think about just how often you give or get a hug. Because of this research that I did, I've told my husband now that I need at least 12 hugs every day. So it's become kind of a joke, but it's a really nice way to communicate with each other. Ask yourself, whose day could I improve today by giving them one or more hugs? I always have to add the one qualification. Some people don't like their personal space to be invaded. Others may feel too vulnerable at times. So we have to be sensitive to those needs. Also, we'll just assume that our touches will be appropriate and our motives will be honorable. A book of hugs for children a few years ago concluded with facts and hints about hugs. And I think it's good wisdom. Hug someone at least once a day and twice. Of course, I just said the research shows we need at least 12. Hug on a rainy day for sure. Hug with a smile. Closed eyes are optional. A snuggle is a longish hug. Bedtime hugs help chase away bad dreams. And never hug tomorrow someone you could hug today.